The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special, broadcasting to you from IRIB English Radio.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
On Monday, 6th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to verse 20 of chapter At-Tawbah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون.
The ones who have believed, emigrated and striven in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their lives are greater in rank in the sight of Allah, and it is those who are the attainers of success.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran in this verse indicates that those who believed and embraced Islam and migrated to Medina and struggled with their possessions and their selves in the way of Allah are the highest in rank in the view of Allah, and they are the achiever of salvation. In Islam, faith, migration, and holy struggle like piety are located at the top of values. With some people, the criterion is their tribal and racial relationships, while in the divine reckons, faith, migration, and holy struggle are criterions of values.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wahtadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا, نورت دربي شكرا, شكرا يا رب, يا منزل القرآن, يا خالق الإنسان, يا رب يا رحمن, شكرا يا رب.
What after Ramadan? In fact, a steadfastness after Ramadan is a great sign that one has gained benefit from the month of Ramadan. These are the real signs of a successful Ramadan. Furthermore, the deeds of a Muslim do not come to an end with the end of the month of Ramadan. Rather, they continue and extend throughout the year. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, chapter 15, verse 99, and worship your Lord until the certainty death comes to you. When the fasting of Ramadan comes to an end, then indeed voluntary fast is prescribed throughout the entire year. When standing in prayer at night in Ramadan comes to an end, then indeed the entire year is a time for performing the night prayer. And if Zakat al-Fitr comes to an end, then there is still the zakat that is still obligatory as well as the voluntary charity that lasts the whole year. This goes the same for reciting the Quran and pondering over its meaning, as well as every other good deeds that was sought, for these can be performed at all times.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host from IRB English Radio. We hope you join us, inshallah, and stay tuned till the end of this show. Today, we are going to talk about the strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, throughout the year. During Ramadan, we revive ourselves to be able to revive our sense. Those who succeed in returning to their natural of seeking God and loving Him truly experience Eid al-Fitr, means breaking, like breaking the ground and drawing water from it. Ramadan should be able to break the ruins of the world upon us, pull us out of the well of heedlessness and reconcile us with our true essence. Therefore, Ramadan should reconcile us with ourselves so that we may reconcile with God. Ramadan is an opportunity for self-discovery and God-discovery, while fasting is the main function of this month. It also brings other blessings such as practicing servitude and submission, strengthening willpower, practicing piety and God consciousness, combating one's desire, maintaining discipline, enjoying the worship and servitude, especially during iftar, savoring the sweetness of supplication, practicing pre-dawn awakening, enjoying the blessings of pre-dawn and night prayers, detachment from the world, charity and compassion, bonding with Quran, bonding with the mosque, and ultimately bonding with God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these form a spiritual capital that needs to be preserved and guarded, and preserving something requires constant care, as a moment of neglect can lead to the plundering of a capital.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
Today we have another tip on keeping Ramadan spirits alive. Think about your day each night. Evaluating themselves, our intentions, words and actions every night is a very good way to maintain good habits. Self-evaluation doesn't only help you see where you are and where you've got to go. It's also a great reminder of what you were supposed to do and didn't. Add a question or two or three or four about your specific habit into a daily self-evaluation questionnaire. Ask yourself, for instance, how often did I pray today? What was the quality of my prayer? Did I pray on time? These serve to remind you to keep up the habit and do better next time.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone. Anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
What do you do with life after Ramadan? Continuity in worship is the key. Among the signs of acceptance of good deed is when it is followed up by good deeds, and it is among the signs of rejection to follow up one's good deeds with evil ones. Therefore, follow up the good deeds with its like, it will be a sign of acceptance of that good deed, and follow up your evil deeds with good ones. They will indicate that those evil deeds have been overlooked. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 11, verse 114, verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds or small sins. That is a reminder or an advice for the mindful. That means those who accept advice. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, fear Allah wherever you are. Follow up the evil deed with good one. It will remove it and relate with people with good conduct.
Sheikh Salim Bimji.
And so Ramadan became a merger between the two. It was about controlling our physical desires, our physical pleasures, the physical needs that we have as human beings, and also focusing on the spiritual and realizing that we also have to maintain that aspect of our lives during the month of Ramadan. One of the interesting things of Ramadan is that when you look at the power of the month, it's one thing for you and I to keep away from the haram, because we know that haram is always haram. But yet Muslims, out of our devotion to Islam, out of our commitment to the religion, we kept away from those things for that time period. And so yes, it's easy to keep away from the haram when we know that it's haram. But to see food in front of you, you're at work and your colleagues are having a lunch, or you go to the mall and you smell the food in the food court, to see that or smell that and have the willpower and determination to keep away from that only for the sake of Allah. Because as we know, there is a hadith of Qudsi where Allah says that fasting is for me. And there's two ways you can read the hadith in the Arabic. One of the translations would be that I will be the one who will give the reward for it. And the other translation says, Allah says, I myself am the reward of the month of Ramadan. And so we fasted in these 29 days. And this was a beauty in the power of Ramadan and the power of our own willpower, that we were able to keep away from all of these things only for the sake of Allah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami'u, Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. A very beautiful hadith makes our path clear, very enlightened in the end of time when people are going to face a lot of trials, are going to leave the field, and they're not going to remain true Muslim, true mu'min. But there are people who are going to save their faith. Who are going to save their faith for what? Because they were very strong. They were in relationship with Ahlul Bayt. They really loved Ahlul Bayt. They followed Ahlul Bayt. Those people are going to protect their faith, their iman, and will stay with Ahlul Bayt and will stay, inshallah, with the Quran, Rasul, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who couldn't stand with Imam, couldn't understand their Imam, definitely they are not going to understand and know their Nabi truly, their book truly, and their God truly. So ma'rifat of Imam is a lead towards ma'rifat of Rasulullah and ma'rifat of Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this beautiful hadith, which is narrated from Sayyid al-Shuhada Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, Ravi says, and the narrator says, Anil Husayn ibn Ali, qala Rasulullah. Imam Husayn said that Rasulullah said, Alzimu mawaddatana Ahlul Bayt. Stay strong with the love of Ahlul Bayt. My brother and sisters, mawaddat is something higher than muhabbat. Muhabbat is simply love. I love you. Make sure you have muhabbat of lots of things. You love your home, you love your wife, you love your husband, you love your children, you love your you love lots of things, but those things doesn't love you. So this type of love is not called mawaddat. Mawaddat, when you love something and you're ready to sacrifice your life, that is called mawaddat. That's like a truly love. Love in that you're ready to sacrifice your life, your wealth, your most precious things. That is called mawaddat. So Imam Rasulullah said, "Alzamu mawaddatana ahlul bayt." Stay strong with the mawaddat of our ahlul bayt. Mawaddat means always be ready to do sacrifice for my ahlul bayt. Love my ahlul bayt and stay with them and live and die with them. This is called mawadda. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ يُحِبُّنَا دَخَلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Those who are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah, and they love us in the day of judgment. Those who are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beside that, they love Ahlul Bayt, only they are going to enter in the paradise. Not simply with the condition بِشَفَعَتِنَا, because we all have shortcomings in our life, and Ahlul Bayt will do the shafa'at. They will talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will grab the points, and they will clean our account, inshallah. And then Rasulullah said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَنْتَفِعُ عَبْدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَتَنَا. If you don't have a ma'rifat, your deeds, your actions are not going to be sufficient for your success. No, none of your deeds are sufficient for your success. If you want to receive, you want to achieve salvation, success in the day of Qiyamah, you have to have ma'rifat of us, Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt means Prophet Muhammad, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Zahra, Salamu alayha, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, according to lots of hadith, hadith Ghadir, I don't know, hadith Saqalain, and lots of hadith, they're Ahlul Bayt. If you want to go enter in Jannah, you have to have shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt, and you have to have ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt. That ma'rifat is going to knowledge of Ahlul Bayt, that understanding of Ahlul Bayt, that ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt is going to help us to be in paradise, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 37 of Surah An-Nisa on page 84. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 84, Ayah 37 of Surah An-Nisa, inshallah. So, let's listen to the recitation first.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
That was nice. Nice recitation. So now, inshallah, we'll mention some important points about this ayah. Then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah. So, let me read once. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah,
الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ, those who are stingy, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبُخْلِ, and bid others, invite others, okay? Command other people to be stingy. Who are they? مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. In the previous ayah that Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Who are مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا? Those who are swaggering braggarts, okay? الَّذِينَ, those who are stingy. Okay, stingy. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was talking about being good to the parents, being good to the neighbors, being good to friend, the relatives, orphans, relatives, friends, these things, okay? Ibn Sabil, for example, Allah Almighty was saying these things, yeah? In commanding us to be good to them. And we say that there are many steps for being good, yeah? How to be good. Sometimes they need money, help them with money if you have. Sometimes they need what? Like, you need to support them.
Motivate them.
Okay? Support them. Sometimes they, for example, if you have, for example, enough ability, enough time, enough energy to help them, for example, with some studies, help them. Sometimes, for example, they have guests, a lot of guests, okay? And they don't have any room for their guests, okay? Like their house, they have a small house, okay? But they have a lot of guests, okay? So if you have a room free, okay? Invite his guests in your house, okay? And let them stay there at night, okay? If you have free, for example, room for them. This is also called what? Being good to the neighbors. Nowadays it happens, okay? Sometimes people don't have that much money, okay? To, for example, to rent what? A hall, for example. A hall, okay? So what do they do? For example, for their like guests, okay? They ask their neighbors, okay? That is it possible that our guests tonight, we have, for example, a majlis, a khatm, okay? Khatmul Quran, for example. We have a rawda, for example, here. Can our guests stay in your home tonight? They will say, yeah. This is called being good to the neighbors. That's all. So, if somebody does not, says, no way, I don't like. It's not my guest, okay? It's your guest. None of my business. Then we say, your neighbor, please. Let's be good to each other. I don't care about you. I have nothing to do with you. Neighbor, okay. I don't care. If somebody is like this, Allah Almighty does not like them. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla man kana mukhtalan fakhura. Those who are stingy, look, stingy. Or he has enough money, okay? He can afford his expenses. He can fund his, for example, children. So he has enough money in his account. So he can help an orphan go to school. Like, for example, that orphan, he doesn't have a dad. He doesn't have good economy, okay? He cannot fund himself to go to, for example, a language center, to go to a Quran class, okay? To go to, for example, a computer class, a sport, okay? So he is really suffering this. Like, everybody goes and he can't, he's really in trouble. So if you have, fund him. Give him 60 thumans to go and join, for example, a computer class. To join a language class. To join, for example, a Quran class. To join, for example, what? A sport class. It's really good. Don't be stingy. So Allah Almighty says, "Alladhina yabkhulun," those who are mukhtalan fakhura, that Allah Almighty does not love them, does not like them, is those who are stingy, and also don't invite other people as well to be stingy. Yeah? So don't be, at least don't be this bad, okay? This bad. So, but mukhtalan fakhura are those who are stingy, and they ya'muruna an-nas bil bukhl, and bid others also to be stingy. وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and conceal whatever Allah has given them out of His grace. Really, sometimes it happens, okay? Then Allah Almighty says, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ, and we have prepared for the faithless people, those who don't care, those who do not do the worship of Allah. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا, those who do not worship Allah, and they ascribe partners to Allah Almighty. That in previous ayah we talked about this. So Allah Almighty says what? And we have prepared for the faithless a humiliating punishment, a severe punishment. That's all.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي.
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We'll inshallah mention the tajweed rules, the important ones, right after we finished the explanation. Actually, we finished. That's enough, I think, okay? Our brothers and sisters, Fawad and Ali Nasir, inshallah refer to the tafasir books to learn more. Alright? Okay? About this verse.
Yes.
You have any questions?
No.
No? So, brothers and sisters, let's move on to the important tajweed rules in this ayah. الَّذِينَ يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. So can you explain some of the rules for what?
Mm-hmm. In the first word, الَّذِينَ,
mm-hmm.
it has لَامُ التَّعْرِيفِ.
لَامُ التَّعْرِيفِ. So
You assign Hamzatul Wasl with a fatha.
Ah, good job. Whenever you have lam al-tarif in a word, that word is what? A noun.
Yes.
So for this kind of nouns, whenever you want to read the Hamzatul Wasl, pronounce the Hamzatul Wasl, you must assign it with fatha. Put a fatha on the top. Al-ladhina alhamdulillah ar-Rahman. Right? That's it. Very easy. So here, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ. The next point, ذَال, pronounce the ذَال correctly, خَا correctly, next letters, حَمْزَ correctly, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَى
هُمْ
هُمْ بِهَا, pronounce it correctly, مُلَّهُ correctly, مِنْ فَضْلِهِ
ضَاد
correctly, وَأَعْ
تَدْن
عَيْن
أَ أَنْ عَيْن, حَمْزَ أَنْ عَيْن, أَعْ. Sometimes students might say ah. This is not ah. This is ah. Or sometimes they will say ah. They mix them up, okay? So pronounce the ah first and then ayn. Ah. Read it, Ali Nasir.
Wa
ah. Ah.
Ah.
Ahsan. For what? Huh? Come on, do it. He's shy. Okay. وَأَعْتَدْنَا. So, then the next letter, which is important here, is ذَال, we mentioned. That's all. These letters are important, okay? Now, let's get back to the word يَبْخَلُونَ. Two important rules are here. One, with the letter ba, and yes, the next one with the letter
خَا.
So, ba is sucking here. Appears sucking, no vowels. So, what do you do with this?
We produce a bouncing sound.
Ah, good job. Echoing sound. Yab, yab. Not a haraka, not a vowel sound. Yabano, yab, yab.
The letter.
Yab. Khaluna. Now the letter kha.
It's pronounced heavily.
Heavily. It's a heavy letter. Wa yab khaluna. Not khaluna, no. Because it doesn't have an alif. Yab khaluna. Alladhina yab khaluna. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ then النَّاس, noon is joined with the noon, okay? حَمْزَةُ الْوَصْلِ will be skipped here, لَامُ التَّعْرِيفِ will be skipped here, because right after the لَامُ التَّعْرِيفِ we have the letter noon, which is a sun letter amongst the sun letter, so you skip لَامُ التَّعْرِيفِ here. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ, and also when you join noon to the noon, alright, what happens? You merge them together and nasal
sound
is produced, okay? وَيَأْمُرُونَ this nasal sound. Extend the sound for two beats.
وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ.
This mad ma is jaiz, you can skip it, yes, or extend.
Yes.
وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ.
Pronounce the word Allah with a heavy sound. Allah, like this.
مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. مِنْ
نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus fa.
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, hide the sound. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, nasal sound. مِنْ
فَضْلِهِ,
extend the sound also.
مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِن,
this is not Hamzatul Wasl. وَأَعْتَدْنَا, no. وَأَعْتَدْنَا, this is Hamzatul Qat'a. You have to read it.
وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
أَعْتَدْنَا, also dal. Yes. لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Ali Nasir, tell us. عَذَا
Bam
muhina, right, merge it. A nasal sound, extend it for two counts.
وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا.
Tanween na, it's because tanween fatha whenever appears at the end, you stop there, and if you stop, you change the tanween fatha to an a sound. Muhina. So it's time for us to practice the recitation. Now, because we have learned the tajweed rules, let's practice it where they... Let's practice this ayah, the recitation, with the tajweed rules. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us up to this point. It's the last part of our class. Let's practice all together. Listen and repeat after me.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله
أحسنتم ما شاء الله من فضله ويأمرون همزة يأمرون
وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا
وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا
ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله That's all for today Brothers and sisters, stay with IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua In this edition of the program we will be with you with the explanation of Dua al-Kumail the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجًا وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمًا وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ وَأَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ Make my tongue remember you constantly. وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَ And my heart enthralled by your love. وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ. Be gracious to me by answering me favorably. وَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي وَغْفِرْ زَلَّتِي. Nullify my slips, forgive my lapses. فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ. Because you have decreed your worship for your servants. وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ. You commanded them to supplicate. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ. You assured them that they would be answered. فَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي نَصَبْتُ وَجْهِ. So towards you, my Lord, I have turned my face. وَإِلَيْكَ يَا رَبِّي مَدَدْتُ يَدِي. Toward you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ اسْتَجِبْ لِي دُعَائِي. So by your might, comply with my supplication. Make me attain my desires. وَبَلِّغْنِي مُنَاي. Regarding the beginning phrase of this part, وَجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَا, we discussed in the previous episode. Now, let us talk about another aspect. Performing prayers is remembering Allah as well. This is a kind of practical remembrance. When we ask the Almighty Allah to make our tongue remember Him constantly, this can be in both ways. It can also have practical aspects as well, because we can perform prayers. And reciting Qur'an is remembering Allah as well. Sometimes we forget the special times, the special chances the Almighty Allah has set before us. Specific supplications recommended by Imams, or those transmitted supplications for certain times and places, are remembering Allah as well. Speaking in accord with the methods cited in the Holy Qur'an is another instance of remembering Allah. But the point is, above all, using the tongue for guiding people to Allah is the greatest and most valuable form of remembrance of the Almighty Allah.
Through your mercy, protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance, and my heart filled with your love. And be gracious to me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Thiqatul Islam Kulayni, in the final section of his valuable book, has narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that a pious man defeated Satan's temptations after a lot of worship. Because this constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah is a form, the best form of it is worshipping Him. Now, Satan called his army and told them, which of you can get this pious man out of the worshipper's circle? Everyone of these Satans mentioned their tricks, but none was accepted. One of them said, I will deceive him by prayers. Satan liked this idea of deceit and appointed him as the agent for misguiding this mentioned pious man. Now, Satan's agent went to the pious man's temple and began worshipping very eagerly. He was much engaged in enthusiastic worship that the pious man could not ask him the reason for his rare wild worship. When he finally asked the reason from the agent, he answered, I have committed a sin and now I am regretful. My regretfulness has set me into eager worshipping without getting tired. The pious man wanted to experience the same state of worshipping after regret from a sin, and he did not even think of the consequences if he would die while committing the sin. So he asked Satan's agent to help him. The agent recommended for him to do adultery with a famous prostitute woman. The pious man rushed to her, and the woman was astonished at seeing this pious man and with his divine countenance in that quarter of the city. The woman thought he has been deceived, so she told him, "One can never reach the position of nearness by wrongdoing." This state was so astonishing that the woman understood what state the man was in. The woman continued, "The one who has encouraged you to do so has intended to deceive and misguide you. Committing sins brings humans down and does not promote them. Now turn back to your temple, and if you do not find your encourager, know for sure that he has been Satan." The man, the pious man, Auchend, returned to the temple but did not see that evil agent anymore. He was very grateful to the woman who had saved him from engaging in wrongdoing. On the other hand, the woman passed away on that very night, and the Almighty addressed the prophet of that age, "Accompany other people in burying her body. I forgave all her sins because she guided one of my servants." Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, sometimes the Shiites are accused of polytheism, that they can see their partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and somehow their look in the life is not a tawhidi or monotheistic one. How do you answer such accusations?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, I think these kind of accusations sometimes leveled by some of maybe the Salafis and Wahhabis against tashayyu. Why? Because tashayyu, the Shiite people believe, for example, in tawassul, in ziyara. This kind of belief that Shiite have, they might be considered as a kind of polytheistic sort of belief by some of these maybe Salafis and Wahhabis, or some of the Sunni maybe people. First of all, we should know that tashayyu is the most monotheistic kind of belief and sect and branches of Islam. This kind of accusations, that leveled against us, it is false accusation. Because of what? Because look, tawheed means that you should believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only fa'il, or let's say performer of the creation or creator in the whole universe, and independently, and by his thought and his essence independently. But if in alam, in this universe, there are asbab and musabbabat, we believe that, for example, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a kind of laws for nature, for this world, that okay, in this world, if there is fire, it should burn. If there is fire, there's burning. If you go inside, the fire will be burned. This is the nature. Here, God or Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set this law that fire should burn. So now we cannot say that since we ask help from fire to cook, for example, our food or meal, it's a kind of shirk. Never. Because it has naturally its own impact, or let's say effect on the food.
Okay.
So, but this example, I want to tell you that the in this world, in this universe, even those let's say Sunni brothers or Salafi and let's say Wahhabis, if they look at the history, if they go back to the history of Islam, they see, for example, before Islam, we have tawassul, which was performed by some of the prophets, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. For example, Prophet Yusuf sent his, let's say, shirt to his father, and the eyes of his father was cured and healed by the Yusuf's, let's say, qamis, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So here, asking cure or healness by Prophet Yaqub from the qamis of Yusuf, from the shirt or garment of Yusuf, is it something false? Is it something wrong? Is it kind of shirk that Yusuf committed, the Prophet of God, or Prophet Yaqub committed? Of course not. Never. Yaqub was muwahhid, Yusuf was muwahhid. But this tawassul to either people or not people, if sometimes it is performed by this belief that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the independent creator, but or the independent influencer, we can say, then the other things have this influence by the permission of Allah, by the help of Allah, by the, let's say, ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all things. There's no problem with that. And also in the history of Islam, we have that the second caliph, Umar ibn Khattab, in the traditional sources of Sunni brothers, it is mentioned that he himself says that, O Allah, we were trying to attain proximity to you by the Prophet.